Please hold while I try to connect you.
Iron Cross Builders, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin, it's Tina. Did we get cut off, or?
Yeah, for some reason, I just couldn't hear you anymore, so I tried getting you to call me back. I don't know if you could hear me or not, but
same thing.
I knew that you would call me.
I was talking, and all of a sudden, the line went dead, so that was I thought my headset needed charging or something, but then I looked at the green light, and it was still on, but I'm happy that I got you. So I don't know how much of that you heard, but what I was saying is if you want Google guaranteed when and if you, you know, come on board for Orlando, then it would be $350K in general liability insurance and the Florida State Registered Roofing Contractor License. If you don't have that, it says it would also accept the Florida State Certified Residential General Contractor License. So you could go either as a general contractor, building contractor, or roofing contractor. One of those licenses would work in order to get Google guaranteed in that area.
Okay, 350K liability?
Yep, 350K in general liability, and then one of those licenses that I mentioned. And then if you don't want the Google guaranteed and you just want the local map optimization or maybe even bundle that with some Google ads, then you can do it with just basic, you know, a business registration, an invoice, you know, a work vehicle with a Florida license plate. You don't have to have the, you know, the extra requirements if it's just for the local map section of Google or the Google ads.
Okay, so if we want to go through Google Guaranteed, we're going to have to show them licensing and insurance and stuff, but if we are just going to put us on the map there to be locally represented or to be shown in the Orlando City, then it's a different protocol, which would require just registering the company.
Right. One of the, remember how I told you you'll get that email with like 7 or 8 suggestions? You would just have to send over a couple of them. If you had 2 or 3 of the items on the list, then you could send it. You know, so obviously if there is a license or there is an insurance, then great, you could use it, but it's not required.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll definitely mold that over. Would you mind emailing me all that information? So that
of course. Yep, and I'll include pricing too. It'll be similar to what you have, but the only difference would be the lead costs would be different for roofing in Orlando as they are, you know, for gutters in your area. So I'll get the lead cost too and put that in the email, and that way, you know, down the road, if you want to give it a try, you have all the pricing information you need, you know. Does he
Can you give me,
have a website set up for that area yet or anything, or?
I do not have a website set up for the area, not at the moment. We're still kind of thinking about how we want to attack this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would like basically want to replicate what we're doing up in Idaho and Washington. So
then we can include a website for you. That wouldn't cost you extra. So we would put a website in there too. Yeah, so I'll include that in the pricing options that I send over to you, okay?
Yeah. It would be like a carbon copy of what we're doing in Idaho and Washington, probably even taking the same exact website, including all services. I don't know if we're going to get into gutters over there or not. I don't see why not, though. It seems like a really good idea, too. But
right.
Can you give me the cost per lease?
Yeah, absolutely. Because,
you know, Orlando's the household income there and the amount of money that goes through that market, I mean, there's a lot of money to be made. The prices are higher, obviously. We would raise our prices, and the lead cost is going to be more because of the market. I'm quite sure of it. But, yeah, if I could just get the cost per lead for the
I got the cost per lead. I already looked it up. For roofing, it's $100 per lead. And then let's see for gutter if that's going to change much. But let's see here. I'm looking at your package that you have now. I just want to see what main category they put it under, because there's not a category for gutters on Google Guaranteed, so they're using a subcategory for you. So I want to see what's the main category they're using.
That's good. It might be roofing or it might be...
They are. They're using roofing. Yeah, so roofing is
good.
Your main category. And that's so good. That includes gutter. Because if you go with one of the other subcategories, it's not going to really focus on gutter installation, you know, because there's a gutter cleaning and a gutter repair, you know. So
exactly.
I would rather keep you in the roofing. That way you can also cover the gutter installation. And so, the lead fees, you know, basically 100 each, but you know they do fluctuate a little bit depending on what type of a lead it is. But
it's
the
same cost for gutters and roofing? I thought they were different.
Exactly.
I thought roofing leads were more.
Well, it says here, just so I can use my calculator correctly, let me do the budget again. So on the low end, it would be... about $66.67. So I would imagine if it's like a gutter call, it would probably be closer to, you know, the $67. And if it's a roofing call, it would be closer to the 100. And that's how they fluctuate. You know what I mean?
Okay. We would do, we would just stick with installation leads and gutter installation, roofing installation, because maintenance leads at that cost, it would be a little bit too expensive. But I definitely understand, and I like that. We could start probably with just the local, stuff, or not without the Google Guaranteed. We could start just by putting us on the map there, try to get some organic stuff flowing.
Yep.
Then once we get our first job, I can invest that into the Google Guaranteed ads, because it's going to need at least $1,000 into escrow so that we can get at least 10 leads to try to sell, a roofing job.
Yeah, the activation budget for Orlando, it says $1,304. So
$1,304. So once the background check
is approved, they would call you and they would say, okay, we want to activate the budget. But in the meantime, if you want to get up and running quicker in Orlando, because, you know, to get on the maps, that takes 45 to 60 days. It's a process. So let's say that you're like, hey, it's summertime. We want to get up, you know, sooner rather than later. What you could do is, even while you're going through the background check, you could bundle the package with Google pay-per-click ads. Because those, you know, we quote will be up in under 2 weeks, but I've had them up before in 3 days on a special request. So, yeah, you could, you know, do the pay-per-click ads. And those, the minimum requirement to run them would be 300 a month. So what would happen is, you know, the $199 portion of the program would go for the same package that you have, which is the local maps, Bing, the directories, the website, the call tracking number, all, you know, all, the whole nine yards. But then the $300 would be bundled with that, so you'd pay $499 monthly. But that $300 we sent to Google, they set a daily cap at $9 a day, and that's so that the $300 would stretch throughout the month and you'd never get an unexpected $1,000 bill at the month, because, you know, we put a cap on it. So the cool thing about it, Justin, is that your Google ads would launch every morning in all the designated areas in Orlando, because I see Orlando has probably about 20 different zip codes, right? So your ads would launch in every single area in Orlando that you want them to target every morning. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget, after nine people click on it, you know, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. So,
that
you know,
makes sense.
That's something that you could do if you wanted to in the interim while you're going through the background check process, if you do want Google Guaranteed down there, or if you just want to start with the local map optimization, you could just bundle it together with the Google ads from the get-go. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's wonderful. All of that is super informative, and I'm definitely going to be using that information moving forward. But, yeah, if you can email all that info to me, I'm going to go over all this with my team. We have a little bit of a meeting later, and I can show them, hey, this is how we attack it. This is how we start. And then once we've gotten into it a little bit more, this is how we're going to continue. And for the PPC clicks, I'm also kind of interested in maybe running those in our service areas as well. Maybe up in the Spokane area, maybe down in the Pullman, Washington, Moscow, Idaho area. Just because I think it can increase our, I think it can increase our leads and it can increase our domain authority. So
maybe
we look into that.
Okay, so I will, what was the first area you said in Washington? You said Holman, Moscow, Idaho area, but where else did you say that you would possibly like to?
We do Pullman, Washington, Moscow, Idaho, and then our other biggest market is Spokane, Washington, and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Yeah.
Okay, I knew I missed Spokane and then Coeur d'Alene. Okay. So I'll just put that in the notes so that if you decide to do the pay-per-click ads locally, you can call me and I can add it. And then in the meantime, the two different emails that I'm sending you, one will say ideal package, and that's the one that's bundled with the Google Guaranteed. And with that one, you would be paying per lead like you have now. With the other one, it'll say VIP package, and with that, you're paying per click. So it's just, you know, a different structure. But, you know, the nice thing about the pay-per-click is that you can run them wherever you like, and then also we can get them up and running very quickly. So while you're going through, you know, the process of getting everything up and running locally on the maps, those could run in the meantime. The only requirement is that your website would have to be up and running, but we could very easily, you know, mimic the site that you have now, but set all the data on it for Orlando and get that up and running within like 1 to 3 business days. And then we could start running those ads on it right away. Okay.
Okay.
Yep, yep. And then my name again is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you have any questions on either of the emails
I think we've spoken before.
We have, I know we've spoken. Yeah. I typically call and collect failed payments, like if a payment doesn't go through. So that's probably how we cross paths.
Definitely spoken. I remember the 777 thing too.
Yeah, it's easy.
Remember.
Yep, it is. Yeah. It definitely is. And I'm so glad that I have it because I had to be persistent in getting it.
It's a blessing. Yeah, it's good. It's good vibes.
It is good vibes. Yep. Yeah. So, if anyone on the team, you know, when you go over this later has questions, you know, feel free to pass my number along and I'd be happy to ask, you know, answer some questions for them as well. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's always nice talking to you again, Justin. So have a great rest of your day, okay?
Absolutely. And talk to you very soon.
Sounds good. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye, Tina.
Bye.